I love that. $2,499. Yeah. Let's make that. We have to tell them that it's our 2,500.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the 2,500 podcast.
No, that's
2,500.
2,500.
2,500.
Episode.
I was looking at my numbers here. That's a lot of shows. This was yesterday's show, 2,499. I feel like I'm the Pentagon trying to keep up with these numbers. Right. I don't know where
they're B-12 bird flu and black budgets following the money. Pyramids and power.
That was yesterday's show. So we got another great show for you guys today. And be sure to stay on top of everything. Get updates for the daily shows for the Brower Show and Team Health Masters. And also, too, I want to address this because I get a lot of people are still calling the office. I am going out of my way every single day to try to make sure the packages continually get to everyone as fast as possible. We are having a significant problem with the post office and other shipments that are
there.
This is not a Health Masters problem. This is a Priority Mail post office problem.
No, they've made it our problem.
They're making it everybody's problem. I've told you guys, I've put together the expedited express shipping, which not only puts your order to the front of the line, it gets your order in 2 to 3 business days or less anywhere in the country within the 48 states.
It's awful we have to do this.
It's really awful, but I'm trying to mitigate the damage and help handle it the best I can and take care of everyone. Because I had another customer call up this morning, and the package had been in limbo for like 12 days again. It's sitting at post office. Nobody's delivering it. I don't know what's going on, why this has become so inefficient.
I'll tell you what's going on.
I have been in the shipping industry for almost 20 years now. I have never seen the post office this inefficient in my life. I've seen problems before. You get stuff around Black Friday, Christmas, got it. This is systemic, and this has been going on now for well over a year. And this is a problem. This is why I put together the express shipping. So please understand, I can't control the shipping times. If it stays at your hub for 5 or 6 days, I can't physically go up there and grab the package and deliver it to you. If I could, I would, quite frankly.
Now, they can call their hub up.
Now, we've done that. We've called the hubs up where we tell you guys to go there because that happened to a customer. It was sitting at their post office for like 4 days, never got delivered. They drove down to the post office, and they here it is, by the way. They found it in the back and gave it to them. So, again, if you need something.
Sad that is. That's
it's
sad.
Horrible considering the fact that you subsidize. What did they lose? $10 billion last year? The post office lost $10 billion?
Well, subsidized? It's because of China.
So, again, the express shipping's on there for $19.99. It's there to get you packages unbelievably fast. If you need products, if you're in a hurry, if you need it for blood sugar support, like with berberine or HGH stimulate with blood pressure, if you need those supplements in a hurry, that is therefore, you can do it online or you can do it over the phone.
And you know, the sad part about it is even Amazon had enough of it.
Oh, yeah.
They've got trucks everywhere now. They're delivering their own product.
It was funny. The post office subsidized their business for about a decade. Yep. They were the only company on the planet that has ever petitioned the post office
Sunday delivery.
To deliver on Sunday just for them. And I had a real problem with that. I said, if you're going to deliver on Sunday, deliver on Sunday. Deliver for everybody on Sunday.
Wouldn't do it.
Why in the world does one singular company get full-blown access with VIP treatment to get their packages?
With unbelievably low subsidized pricing.
With $3 and $4 for a Priority Mail that costs everybody else $8 to $10. Just thought I would throw that out there. So, again, when you're supporting Amazon, you're supporting the global giant retail monopoly that's trying to put everyone out of business. That's why we do the best we can at Health Masters. And thank you for supporting Team Health Masters and getting your supplements from us. If you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Lots of sales, specials on sale right now. The zinc glycinate, you voted. It won this morning.
Great product.
Great product. We'll talk about that later on today on the show. But I wanted to cover that today with the shipping because I didn't want to spend 5 minutes on it, but I did.
Let's talk about zinc real quick. Zinc is super important for reproductive health of both men and women.
And the immune system.
And the immune system. And what it does, if you look at it this way, if you're having a problem with sperm count,
yes.
I'm going there right now, zinc will really help more than anything else that I know of. In fact, when the egg and the sperm come together, there's a spark that's let off. It's like the spark of life. I guess that's the soul entering the eggs. I mean, it's incredible what God did. And the brighter the spark, that means the higher the zinc. I kid you not. If you have low zinc, you have a very small spark. If you have a lot of zinc, you have a very bright spark. So zinc is super important for reproductive health. I remember years ago when I first started Health Masters, I was working, with a local church. We had a lot of friends there, and I had a lot of married guys come up and say, well, I don't know what to do. My libido was really, really low. And I'd say, okay, start taking your 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams of zinc every single day. and you'll see what happens. And they come back to me, what's in that? I mean, wow, that stuff's amazing. It's way long before Viagra. And so it really makes a huge difference as far as sperm mobility and sperm health. And so if you're trying to get pregnant and you've got a problem with it, if you're the guy and you've got the problem, zinc and vitamin E are the two things that really, really kick that up a lot. So just thought I'd mention that to start with, Austin. What's your first story?
No, you're spot on with that. And that's one of the things that I've always tell people all the time. That's why when we put together the immune system kit as well,
zinc's greatly important. Yeah.
The D3 and the vitamin C, because they all work synergistically together.
Well, it's helped stop the replication of viruses of the body.
Exactly. And that's why it works so good when we saw it in 2020 when everything was going on. That kit was very popular. A lot of people were using it with great success, and we kept a lot of people healthy and out of the hospital as best as possible. Because back then,
you went from the hospital.
Yeah,
the hospital was a death sentence.
Well, no, and it's crazy now. You know, I talked about it briefly yesterday, and it's getting more and more traction every single day. Now, I've had people contact me about this whole measles thing out in Texas.
Well, here we go. I had measles. Austin had measles. What's the big deal?
The biggest issue that's arising this to me is that nobody will address the fact, okay, if you really do want to get a measles vaccine, why in the HE double sticks can you not get a measles vaccine by itself? They do not offer it anymore. They want to couple it with the MMR vaccine, and they're now saying, oh,
measles, mumps, rubella.
These children, they need to get their measles shot. When you go to the doctor, the doctor goes, oh, we have it. It's the MMR shot. But I don't want mumps and rubella in a trifecta vaccine. I want just measles and a clean vaccine without a bunch of adjuvants in it. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
That's why they're pushing this right now with all the 150 cases of measles in Texas, and it's spreading rapidly. Guys, do your due diligence. I'm not telling you what to do with your body or your children. That's your decision. But at the end of the day, also watch who's pushing this agenda and watch why they're pushing this agenda. I want to address that because I've gotten multiple people asking about measles right
now. They used to have measles parties.
That and chicken pox.
Well, no, you think, well, what do you mean? Did let their kids intentionally get infected to get it over with? Once you had the measles or the chicken pox one time, you basically had a lifetime immunity. The only problem is, you know, the chicken pox is a herpes virus, and you're going to test positive pretty much if you've ever had chicken pox or the vaccine for HSV-1, which is basically just shows that you've had the vaccine. So always remember all that stuff. So this is something that our bodies, when it gets infected with this, it builds lifetime immunity against this, and it's great. I mean, I had measles, I had chicken pox. I know they were annoying as all get out. They really were. I didn't like them. It was horrible. But I remember it, and all the other kids. And I mean, we'd literally have school closures over it. Barry's got chicken pox. Everybody got measles again. All right, close it up. You know.
Well, yeah, and like I said before, if somebody wanted to get a measles shot, and if the measles was such a problem, and they're trying to make sure everybody has the ability to get allegedly immunized for it, why don't they offer it a singular ampule shot?
Well, because they made more money when they didn't give you the trifecta, and it causes more damage. But we won't go there.
We won't go there today.
Oh, by the way, Martin Armstrong is now warning because of their globalist policies, Europe is in free fall collapse. And they're starting to believe over there that they have to have a war with Russia in order to save themselves because it'll stimulate the economy so much. This is insanity.
Wow.
As far as what's going on in Europe. And, you know, Gerald Celente, he's been on our show many times over the years, and that's what he always said. He said, what they always do when they can't control the narrative, when they can't control the economy, they always take us to war.
When the money's running out, they go to war.
And, you know, they always take us to war. And, by the way, General Flynn now is naming Victoria Nuland in the Trump assassination plot. It says big money laundering operation in Ukraine will be exposed. Whoa, we already knew it was going to be basically exposed with the hundreds of billions of dollars sent over there. In an appearance on a podcast Sunday, General Flynn said it was his belief that former Secretary, you know, Victoria Nuland was privy to the two assassination attempts on Trump. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm saying what he's saying. The one name is Victoria Nuland. She has so much stake here, Flynn said, adding that there's a constellation of others out of the government who are also involved. But Victoria is the one who's got a lot of stake here because, like I said, for the last 24 hours, I've been saying for a long time, Ukraine is one big money laundering operation.
Weapon trafficking, too.
Yeah, and we talked about this 3 years ago. Flynn went on to point out that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, Dodge, has already uncovered the outflow of U.S. dollars through organizations like you have said, and the Treasury Department has yet to connect them, but they have yet to connect the dots on the money gets back to the United States corrupt politicians. That's coming, by the way, if they keep doing this.
It's not that hard anymore, not with digital banking.
No, and Elon Musk has demonstrated the outflow of dollars is going out to the country through different parts of our government, Flynn said. Why he hasn't shown yet the complete cycle is funding that is going on from once it gets out and where does it go and how does it get back to the United States. That has not been demonstrated. He goes, I'm aware of some of that, and I think that Elon and President Trump are going to discover, he continued, and people like Victoria Nuland is one of those people. Now, I personally believe they're never going to connect the dots with this, and here's why. Because they never connected dots with the Jeffrey Epstein files either. They don't want the high-up Masonic Lodge, Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue people being exposed like this. They don't want that. They're going to stop it. They'll cut off. Like, you never heard the truth about the Kennedy assassination. Oh, we released all the documents. No, they didn't. They released part of the documents, the same stuff that's already been in the public domain, just like they did with the Jeffrey Epstein files. It's always kicked the can down the road, obfuscate, lie, all of the time. And then he goes on to say, and I like this, Zelensky is an actor. I mean, he actually has a great relationship with President Vladimir Putin. Now, that's something I didn't know. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Actors. I mean, yeah. you see it all the time in movies, behind the scenes stuff, right?
And he goes on to say, we're going to discover things in these coming weeks about Zelensky, and it may take a couple of months. I hope it doesn't, because we're capable of being much faster, but we're going to discover things that the American people are going to be so upset about when it comes to the money backflow to the United States. And it's going to be ugly. And it's not just the Democrats. It's going to be the entirety of the establishment, the security state, Flynn added. There are things that when you talk about spending $500 billion in one country over a couple of years, the money's going somewhere, and it ain't going into the troops or the front lines of the various provinces that are fighting against the Russians there. And I think he's 100% right about that. I really do. And by the way, Germany, who is the vassal state of the United States and has been since World War II under their constitution, is now saying they will not deploy troops into the Ukraine without troops from the United States going in. Of course, Germany's still controlled by us.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was pretty interesting, because Germany basically still answers to us. They're basically, for all practical purposes, our little they do what they're told to do. And so it is what it is with Germany. But I'm really happy also they said they're not going to send troops into Ukraine, which is just another mindless, endless, never-ending, montage of just yuck over there.
Well, the amount of money that's been thrown over there, like he said, it's not going. I mean, my one buddy that was Airborne Ranger, he even said that. He goes, the weapon systems, the amount of weapons that we're sending to Ukraine doesn't even make sense for the amount of small fighting that's going on.
No.
This level we didn't even see in Iraq and Afghanistan until the later phases when we started moving more troops in. And he said, this is just insane.
And now, but Trump now has paused all U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
I saw that.
Days after the Oval Office orchestrated theater show blow up. Yep. With Zelensky, as if it's a shock ultimatum.
Something has happened behind the scenes why they're suddenly pulling so much support out of Ukraine, and it's not that meeting on Friday. Let's be real about that.
That was already staged.
There's something going on where either they're trying to cut bait because they don't want any more stuff coming back to them. They either don't want to support them. This is another article that came out and said CIA director says U.S. has paused all intelligence support to Ukraine as well. So essentially, the CIA isn't giving them any more support or intel or recon work whatsoever, even with drones, apparently. They've cut they've literally cut all support to Ukraine. I mean, like, off. There's a reason why they're doing this.
What it might be is that the weapons and money laundering trafficking is so extreme that Trump doesn't want to be associated with it.
That's true.
I mean, when you've got so much criminal activity going on, after he's already been put in front of the jury multiple times,
he wants nothing to do with it.
Now you think, well, don't you know Donald Trump is as bad as the rest of them? Stop. I'll take any win I get.
Yeah.
And if I was Trump, I'd be like, you know what? I just don't want to be involved.
Well, at the end of the day, though, too, he may have some decent advisors that are in there going, listen, dude, you don't want to touch this. You don't want to be associated with this at all.
Well, that was like the Reagan-Contra stuff with Ollie North. Reagan got himself soiled with that.
Because Reagan was approving that stuff.
Oh,
all those machine guns in front of the machine guns going to the Contras weren't going to the Contras.
They were going
to the doggone cartels in Colombia, and then they were swapping out for cocaine and bringing it back to mean Arkansas.
When Barry Seals fell apart, that's when they did the Iran-Contra, with Ollie North, and it was all under Reagan, and it came back to bite Reagan to the butt. I remember him coming on TV and trying to explain to the American people about Iran-Contra.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and the Sandinistas and the rebels and all the rest. I remember watching that thing. I thought, why is Reagan involved in this? Why did he say okay? Why did he sign off on this? And the sad part about it is it really tainted his presidency also.
Well, people were trying to figure out how in the world the Colombian drug cartels got so many machine guns. I mean, all of a sudden, they're down there. They got tens of thousands of machine guns, basically, and M16s that are all American-made. Where are all these machine guns coming from? And I'm just like, we don't know. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, Barry Seals, they were flying giant transport planes down there.
Yeah, with weapons.
With weapons. And and they threw a couple of Harleys in there, remember?
Yeah.
Watch that movie, American-Made. If you want to see how corrupt the CIA really is, and then watch Sicario if you want to see how corrupt the CIA really is. Remember, the CIA, Kennedy wanted to get rid of them. He wanted to destroy them. Because they were building, you know, basically farms, you know, in Laos and Cambodia and South Vietnam for the raising of poppy, for the raising of heroin, the growing of, you know, poppy to produce heroin, so they could transport it through their 1,000 military bases around the world to fund their black ops. And Kennedy had enough of it. That's one of the reasons they killed him. And then when they destroyed the basically environment in Laos, in the Cambodian Trail and all the rest of this stuff, what ended up happening is they had to move their poppy production to Afghanistan. To give you some little notes here on how that happened. And then we no longer had a need to be in Southeast Asia. So what did we do? We pulled out. Another horrible, horrible experience with Johnson and Nixon. And we pulled out of that mess. And then, of course, the poppies were being grown in Afghanistan. Then suddenly, after several decades, the Taliban had enough of it. They started destroying the poppy crops in Afghanistan. And we had 9/11 because there was a giant opioid shortage in the United States. Then we had 9/11. We then attacked Afghanistan for no reason whatsoever. And we reinstated the poppy fields. And then when we no longer needed the Afghan heroin, we basically had developed fentanyl. We pulled out of Afghanistan. Read the book. Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And you'll see who runs this planet.
And don't forget the Sackler family in the early 2000s.
Oh, God, with
right
Purdue Pharma.
The phase when they got OxyContin approved and said OxyContin was not addictive.
Not addictive. Sustained-release opiates.
80 milligrams sustained-release oxycodone. And then they came in and they started prescribing this stuff like Pez to people that had a broken toe. Here's 30, 80 milligram OxyContin.
You're addicted. You're addicted.
And then they turned around and said, oh, by the way, we're having an opioid crisis now. We're yanking all the opioids off the market. We're going to make them unbelievably hard to get. We're going to shut down the pill dispensary, you know, doctor's offices. And then that's when you saw heroin explode. At the same time, we also took over
Afghanistan. Well, because they took it from the pharmacies into the street. And all of a sudden, yeah. Now the CIA started making huge. And if you watch that movie Sicario, he says at the very end, in the end of the movie, he goes, "We have to control the distribution of heroin and drugs. You know, people are going to use it anyhow. We might as well control it."
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing.
That's why you saw the heroin epidemic explode in the 2000s and in the teens. It happened so bad because OxyContin got pushed. Everybody started getting hooked on these pills, and all of a sudden the doctor said, oh, by the way, you've been getting a script for last year for OxyContin. It's addictive now, so we're pulling your script.
Well, it was addictive.
Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden everybody goes, well, dude, now I'm hooked on this stuff.
Almost 100,000 people die every year because of fentanyl and heroin in the United States right now. And that number is probably actually low. It's probably bigger than that.
Fentanyl's gone up.
I know that Sharon's half-brother died of a doggone heroin overdose over there in Orlando. It was awful. He'd gotten addicted to that mess. And you think, well, wait a minute, you never talked about that. Well, I'm not going to talk about any more than that, but it was awful. But you have a lot of people have drug problems in their families, and a lot of it leads to this. And I'm going to say something, and I'm going to be very clear with you guys about this. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. In many cases, pot, marijuana, is a gateway drug to stronger and stronger and stronger drugs. I've seen it over and over and over again in my own life.
Younger kids and teenagers.
Now, if a person is using pot because they have PTSD very badly or whatever, they're older, okay. But you get these young kids that don't have the sense that God gave a jackrabbit who's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. They think, well, this feels great. Let me try something else. And pretty soon, they're a meth head. And that's why it's very important if you've got daughters or you've got kids or whatever and they're dating people, find out who they're dating. If these people are using a lot of drugs, be very careful because I've seen people who have had great Christian families invite other kids into their house and they bring cocaine with them, you know, have a cocaine party. I mean, I've seen that personally. I know people that this happened to. And it's not okay. You need to know who you bring into your house and what they're involved in. And I'm not trying to preach here, but, you know, again, the Bible says very, very clearly, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of life and death is also the power of who you associate with. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. It's very important that we understand that. And also, while I'm on this topic, I want to cover one more thing real quick. be very careful with the words that you speak and the things that you get involved with as far as from a negative standpoint. Yeah. You know, like I could say to you, the purple sticks are absolutely great. You'll feel great every single day, every single time you take these. You'll feel incredible energy. Like I've had this morning. I've had my purple sticks and I've had my protein.
Okay? We can tell.
Okay? So, but I'm speaking positive stuff over the purple sticks. Now, over there, there's a telescope. You know, it's a shooting scope. It's actually what it was, a spotting scope. I can say, that spotting scope is absolutely awful. It's the worst thing whatsoever. It's going to get persecuted. It's going to be thrown under the bus. It's going to get run over by a car. You, well, what are you talking about, spotting scope? Be careful what you speak over other people. Be careful the words that come out of your mouth. Because remember, words create an energy field around you in this holographic energy field that we live in, that we call the universe. And that universe is then controlled by the words that you speak. That's why the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, I am protected by the Most High. Though 10,000 fall at one side and 10,000 fall at the other side, I'm protected by the Lord God Almighty. I'm in the shadow of his wing, it says in the Bible in Psalms. And that's how you should speak all the time. Always remember, whatever you say, the purple sticks are absolutely great because that's the way I want it to be. These glasses work great because that's the way I want it to be. Whatever you say, put a period or a comma, however you want to phrase it from a, you know, English standpoint, and say, because that's the way I want it to be. Because every time you speak something, you create that energy field that tries to develop around you. That's why so many people's lives are so messed up. The reason so many people have a peak of their life at the age of 18, and this is a fact, when they're in high school, because they haven't made enough decisions to destroy their own life yet, because their parents are still making their decisions and they have a little bit of wisdom. And they get out on their own and start making these horrible choices. It's like driving around a car without any insurance. That's a nice car that your dad gave you, and suddenly you get in an accident, and now you didn't have a car payment, and now your car gets totaled, and now you have the liability exposure of the person that you hit on top of everything else because your insurance lapsed. You start making choices and decisions like that, it's going to come back to bite you in the butt long term, and it may end up with a bankruptcy. All of this stuff is really, really important for kids to pay attention to what they're doing, and you need to teach them this, parents,
yes,
that if they make choices, they have consequences. Choices always have consequences. Associations always have consequences. Direction and guide for your lives always have consequences. You come to a road, you got to turn right, you got to turn left. You got to make that choice. Right's the right way, left's the wrong way. You turn the wrong way, now you got to find another intersection to turn around on. You only get about 7 to 10 of these crossroad decisions that I've seen in your entire lifetime, and that determines on who you're going to marry, how many kids you're going to have, what your educational requirements going to be, what kind of career you're going to have. All of these crossroad decisions determine the course of your entire life. And if we understand that, when we get to that crossroad decision, we'll say, hey, look, just maybe I don't need to go that way. There's too many side effects. If you see you got to turn to the right or to the left, you think, well, I think I'll go left because it'll be more fun. It may be more fun, but it may be treacherous. It may lead you to a life of drugs and drug dependency for the rest of your life. I've got a friend of mine right now. She's got like a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. One of the kids turned to drugs when he was a teenager, and he was on those drugs until he was in his early 40s. He ruined his life, ruined his brain, ruined everything about himself because he continued to make the wrong choices over and over and over again. That's why, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Be really careful with kids and try to teach them what I'm telling you right now. The choices are going to have consequences which are going to determine the entire course of their lives. That's why it's so important to always take care of your body, take your supplements, eat clean, work out, hit the weights, keep the lean muscle mass up. And whatever you do, when you get married, you make sure you know who you're marrying. Are they pro-vaccine?
Yeah.
Are they anti-vaccine? Are they going to try to force you to vaccinate your children with 76 vaccines? I've seen it, guys, over and over again. Have that discussion before you get married. It's really, really, really important. Are they going to want to eat clean? Are they going to want to gain 100 pounds or 200 pounds by the time they're 30 years old? I've seen that too. Choose who you're going to be with and watch their lifestyle choices, and don't just jump into a marriage. Be careful that you know who they are, what their choices are, that you get along. It's the little things and all the things that you do together that you believe in that help to build that relationship. If you're fighting about every single thing all of the time, you ain't got a relationship. You got a fight. Now, you may think it's a relationship. They think it's a fight. And if that's all it's going to be, why do you want to be in that? I can honestly say to you, I'd rather be single than I would being in a fight. You know, Sharon and I were married for many, many years. And we sometimes would go 3-4 years and never argue about everything. Never have an argument, never have a fight. And I don't mean physical fight, but I mean like a yelling fight. We'd have, for years we'd go, because we had the same value system. I don't care if she didn't put the toothpaste back on the cap. the cap back on the toothpaste. I don't care about that. In fact, she never put the cap back on the toothpaste bowl or stuff. I didn't say anything to her because, number one, she had her own sink in the bathroom. I had to deal with her toothpaste. I had my own toothpaste. Don't care. If it doesn't matter 5 years or 10 years from now, who cares?
Well, you've also said about you've it. Also said before, is this going to matter? Sometimes I just get real mad about stuff all the time. And you go, Austin, is this going to matter in 10 minutes from now?
10 minutes or 10 years.
But even 10 minutes. A lot of times you'll find that in 10 minutes, it doesn't even matter anymore. You're like, no, it really doesn't matter.
Well,
one thing I want to piggyback off of that is make sure you're doing this with your kids. With kids, younger kids as well, make sure, especially in these younger years, make sure you know who they're associating with and also
absolutely
what they have as far as with iPads and cell phone access. This is
pornography, guys. This is huge.
Huge. And all the other weird stuff that's on social media right now. There's stuff that doesn't even, I mean, it's borderline porn on social media platforms and on YouTube and everything else.
Look at Kanye West's wife the way she walks around.
It's open access to everybody now. It doesn't even have to be on a restricted site. Now, down here in the state of Florida, you know, they did that as far as all the porn sites. You now have to register and show you're 18 years old to have access to them now down here in the state of Florida. I don't have a bit of problem with that because, quite frankly, you don't need to have access. Now, can kids still get a hold of them? Yeah. But make sure if you got young kids, you got 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids coming to your house or spending the night or your friend, your kids are going to their house, make sure you've talked to their parents and find out, do they have computers in the room that are complete open access? Do they have iPads that they get to run around the house with all the time? I can't tell you how many times I've been shocked when I've gone to a friend's house before and they have kids, and the kids are 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, and they're running around the house with an iPad the whole time. Whole stinking time. They don't even set it down. Game here, swipe this, swipe that. What happened to going outside and digging a hole for somebody to fall in? I'm just joking. I'm not.
He's referring to my misspent youth.
No, but I'm saying in general, though, I used to do the same thing. Or going out and climbing trees or riding bikes or building jumps. Being a kid and learning how to be a kid and interacting with other kids and one another. Because what's happened now is these kids are losing so much connection with one another, they don't even know how to have a conversation. They don't even know how to talk. I've had Hunter around kids before, and they won't even speak because they're on the iPad the whole time. They don't even look up. They'll sit there for 30, 40 minutes while Hunter's doing something. They don't even have a conversation.
You know, it's interesting. I've seen kids do this. You say something to them, they ignore you.
Yeah.
I remember years ago.
They're so wrapped up in whatever digital.
I had a friend of mine, and he was on vacation, and he had gotten involved with this woman who had several kids, and one of the kids was in the back seat, 12, 13 years old, and my friend said to them, you need to be quiet for a minute because I've got to put navigation into the car because I don't know where I'm going. And as soon as he started putting navigation in with voice control, the kid would start screaming in the backseat. Intentionally.
Thought it was funny.
So my friend said, okay, I'm going to ask you again, number two. And he did it again. So, okay, I'm going to ask you again. It's number three. Okay. And then he finally said number four. He goes, oh, by the way, if you do this again, I'm just going to go ahead and go back to Florida. We're not going to do any more camping. We're done.
That's the same thing I would do.
And, well, number four happened, and he screamed again. The guy turned around and went back to Florida. Yep. Said, done. And the problem is, a lot of times these same kids, you speak to them, they completely ignore you and don't even answer you.
No.
Guys, if you have a child that's doing that, that behavioral pattern is not okay unless they have been vaccine damaged. Then you got a problem.
Well,
now
that's a different story.
Okay, that's a different story because I've seen that too.
But if they're a healthy young child and that behavior is being exhibited, that's unacceptable.
I had a friend of mine. I've known him for so long, and I pleaded with him on the first vaccine. I said, don't do this. And he did it. The child ended up having like Asperger's syndrome.
Yep.
Then the next one was okay. The next one basically had the same problem. Same thing, vaccine, started having problems again. Next one, same thing, vaccine, started having problems again. And I've seen that so many times. And so you're saying, don't vaccinate your kids. You know, what I'm saying is this. Read the literature, make your own decision, and realize that with the decisions that you make when it comes to these vaccines, with all these adjuvants, all these chemicals, all this aluminum, and sometimes even mercury, is going to directly affect neurological development of these children. I'm telling you that as a fact. In most cases, it may not cause an immediate problem, but right now about 1 in 30 kids right now have autism. Millions of children have autism. So why in the world, if you've got 30 light switches on the wall, all right, you've got 30 light switches on the wall, let's make it simple, and you tell your kid to go turn on the lights, but you don't tell them what switch to push, and one of those switch causes immediate electrocution, the kid's gonna die, or he's gonna be brain damaged forever. You wouldn't let your kids get near that stinking wall. You say, ah, don't go over there, Johnny. That one switch is a deadfall. Don't do that. It'll make you unbelievably messed up for the rest of your life. You'd cover it up. You'd build a panel over it. You'd do whatever you have to stop the access to the switches. So let me ask you a question. If you know 1 in 30 kids are coming down with autism right now, why are you splitting those tumblers on that roulette game you're playing? This is not okay. Just say, nah, we're going to pass on all this.
Speaking of something else that's not okay, it's not surprising to me. BlackRock purchases the Panama Canal.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. They're saying it is a massive geopolitical victory. New report indicates that BlackRock's agreed to purchase all the key ports near the canal currently operated by the Hong Kong conglomerate CK Hutchison Holding. They're saying this is a great thing now that BlackRock is now essentially purchasing.
They own the world.
Bloomberg provided more color on BlackRock's deal to purchase all critical ports near the canal. They said to acquire 80%. Of the Hutchison Ports groups, which operate 43 ports in 23 countries. Basically, BlackRock Consortium will acquire 90% of Panama Ports Co., which operates the two entryways.
But it's not saying they're going to take over the canal itself. They're saying they're going to take over the ports.
They're going to own it. The port deal represents the largest infrastructure deal in BlackRock's history after it purchased Global Infrastructure Partners last year, marking its new move for asset management and critical infrastructure investing across developed and emerging markets.
Well, they're going to completely control the canal because of the ports, but I think probably they're going to allow Panama to continue to do the maintenance of the canal itself.
I don't trust BlackRock as far as I can. $13 trillion asset.
Well, we covered that. Is they basically own everything. BlackRock,
that's what it says, right here. It says the port deal represents the largest infrastructure deal in BlackRock. Remember, most of what BlackRock owns, they own subdivisions of the S&P 500, NASDAQ, all these different companies. Now they're talking about actually going in. They're buying full-blown major key. And Panama Canal is one of the most important infrastructure aspects of the entire world.
Saves a long trade. Yep.
I mean, you cut right through the Panama Canal. You don't have to go all the way down South America and pass by Antarctica and wave to the penguins and whatever else is in Antarctica.
See, that is pretty cool. They always say, most of the time they took the inland passes around because it's when we went around South America, we didn't go down. We couldn't do it. And that same ship had almost been sunk. And a huge wave.
The weather down there is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's what's crazy to me. The closer you get to Antarctica, the worse the weather gets. And what's crazy about it is if you go to, say you face Antarctica, and you say you want to turn, left. You keep going around Antarctica, there's always a giant wall of ice the whole way you keep going around. Because they say Antarctica, you're going around it. Well, is that what's really going on with the wall on your right the whole time you're going around it? Are you circling Antarctica?
Well, when Bird went around the planet down there, it was supposed to be 10,000, 5,000 miles or whatever it was because he circumnavigated Antarctica. He ended up traveling 25,000 miles, which, oh, by the way, is supposed to be the circumference of the Earth.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys now are saying Ted's turning into a flat earther. No, I'm not a flat earther.
I'm just saying certain stuff doesn't add up.
No, let me – but the math doesn't math. When I'm flying an airplane, I don't have to compensate for curvature at all. They don't even teach you that when you're getting your airplane license. You don't compensate for curvature. So if you have basically a circular globe and you're flying an airplane this way, you're going to fly higher and higher and higher as you basically go across around the globe because you're going off into space if it's circular. It doesn't do that. They don't teach you how to look at that. So people say, well, you think the Earth's flat? Nope, but I don't think it's as round as a beach ball either. I think something else is going on.
I don't know either one. I know one thing about it is there's something very, very odd about Antarctica that nobody ever wants anybody to know about.
Well, I personally think they locked the angels up down there, the fallen angels. And I covered that, by the way, in detail.
Operation High Jump, man. Just look that up. Largest military expedition in the world that went down to Antarctica from the U.S. military. And there's a whole bunch of very strange literature that came out of that entire operation.
A lot of people say, well, that's all just false information. I'm like, there sure is a lot of false information about that. And if it wasn't for that series that we did on Angel Wars, and I did so much extensive research on all of this stuff, I probably wouldn't be so skeptical of all of this stuff.
Well, no,
but I'm telling you, the mathematical models with the constants they've given us don't work without the constants, and there's something else going on.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want letters on this. I'm not trying to sit here and say I'm a supporter of the Nazi regime because I'm not. Let me clarify that out the gate.
Well, I thought you were a neo-Nazi grandma killer.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Don't say that. I'm not. First off, why in the world, if you have a continent that's literally just ice and where penguins mate. Why in the world were the Nazis so obsessed with having numerous research bases and military bases and submarine bases down there, considering the fact that that is probably the most useless place on Earth, allegedly, to have military bases, considering it's just ice and just penguins down there?
Well, it's not.
That's my point. No, that's a lot of infrastructure to move from Germany all the way down to Antarctica because, well, it's a good spot to have a sub base. Logistically, no, it's not. It's a horrible spot.
Why do we have the Antarctica Treaty, which says you can't go there?
And you have 58 countries that are all tied into it.
That's right. There's something else going down there.
Anyways, other news. This is fantastic news here. IRS may fire half of its 90,000-strong workforce now.
That's great. I love this. I wish it wasn't a May because that means nothing. You taught me that.
Maybe. Maybe. They're reportedly drafting plans to fire as much as half its workforce through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and incentivized buyouts, according to the Associated Press. We'll see if that's
AP. The Associated Press is controlled by the Rothschild Banking Cartel, along with Reuters.
They weren't authorized to disclose the plans yet, but they are in place. The layoffs are part of Trump's administration efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce through Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Now, one thing about this, though. Now, this
would be both racist and sexist. Look at that. Read that line. This is insane. Yeah. No. According to the former IRS commissioner, a reduction of tens of thousands of employees would render the IRS agency dysfunctional. Well, it's probably already dysfunctional. Look at this. AP, Associated Press, Rothschild would like us to know that the IRS cuts would be both racist and sexist. People of color. I don't even know what that means. What do we color them? Green? You mean black people, Hispanic people? I don't like that term, people of color. Make up 56%. I don't like that. Make up 56% of the IRS workforce, and women represent 65%. So it would be racist and sexist to get rid of half of them.
65% of the IRS is women?
In February, roughly 7,000 IRS employees with less than 1 year of service, which doesn't seem like there's a lot of service there, were racistly and sexistly laid off from the organization.
Okay. I got to stop this for a second. If you have 55% of the workforce is black and 65% of the workforce is female, and you lay off half of the workforce, it's not racist and sexist. It's that the vast majority are black or women in IRS, and half of them are getting laid off. It's called math. Math. That's what it is. It's not racist or sexist. It's just math, the way it happens. God, I can't even.
Look, I like this one. Meanwhile, the IRS deputized pistol-packing IRS CIA agents are being loaned out to the Department of Homeland Security to help assist with immigration enforcement after DHS Secretary Kristi Noem asked Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to borrow them.
Oh, my gosh, that meme.
Spirit.
The joke, if you guys don't know this, has happened here locally in Lakeland. Every time there's like a big store that closes down, Spirit Halloween's always end up buying them out for Halloween season to put all their Halloween decorations. It happened to a Toys R Us. So they're joking, saying the IRS facility is going to be basically a Halloween decoration store because it's empty. It's empty building.
I guess it's repurposing with the same spirit.
Repurposing it. So again, we'll see if this happens. It'd be a fantastic thing if it would happen. Quite frankly, if we get everything that happens with these tariffs, you're not going to need a whole lot of IRS agents because you're not going to have as much federal income tax basically being paid.
I hope that's true. By the way, Republican lawmakers are now joining Musk and calling for the U.S. to exit NATO finally.
Yes, it's time.
A pair of Republican lawmakers have issued public statements supporting the United States exiting the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The rear calls comes on the heels of the explosive row between Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and the White House. First Senator Mike Lee said, get us out of NATO. He highlighted a chart showing the U.S. represents around 70% of the entire annual budget defense for NATO countries, because nobody else even comes close. Lee's post also featured the conclusion of Rod Martin, who wrote, just to be clear, the Europeans aren't going to do jack. The Europeans at this moment are trying to cobble together a coalition of the willing. In the Sunday words, now Germany says, forget it, we're not doing it. Second posting in support of Senator Lee was Republican Tom Massey, Republican from Kentucky, who wrote, NATO is a Cold War relic, needs to be relegated to a talking kiosk at the Smithsonian. Okay, this goes back to that one movie, basically, that H.G. Wells had written, basically, where the guy went back in time and went forward in time, and found that these libraries were sitting up having talking kiosks. What was the name of that movie, Austin?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about.
But remember?
Yeah.
He went out there, and all of a sudden, at the very end of time, these people are eating real humans because they're all, you know, basically all twisted up. And he gets in this time capsule chair thing that he developed to try to go back to save his girlfriend.
Oh, that's the movie's called The Time Machine.
Time Machine, yeah.
Yeah. Time Machine,
great.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a great movie. And but what was interesting about it is that's what he runs into is a talking kiosk. And I'm sure that's what this reference is too. It goes, NATO is a Cold War relic that needs to be relegated to a talking kiosk at the Smithsonian. And that's what it was. They had the Smithsonian with a bunch of talking kiosks that would talk to you and interact with you. So I think he's right about that. Also, all of his papers, it also pushback to a number of political leaders and media pundits lately flooding social media support for Zelensky as the new savior of the EU while he runs around naked playing the piano with his appendage. Just thought I'd mention that. If that's what the EU has come to for their savior, maybe they need to check their hearts and minds and turn them back to Jesus Christ and stop looking at this crazy nut. This guy's a weirdo. He's like, what's it?
Yeah, no. Yes, oh, they said in this article here, it says basically the U.S. defense spending nearly equals 70% of the total defense spending of all countries in the alliance, well over a decade. So the NATO defense spending data, it seems to indicate the U.S. spends an average around 70%. This figure indicates the U.S. is spending far more than any European or combined European defense and bears far too much of the burden. That's crazy about this is, I mean, it's been time to get out of NATO.
Well, what happened is, you know, Zelensky was being told to shell the Donbass region in Ukraine for 8 years before the war started. It went on and on and on and on. And, you know, what's interesting is what they started saying is that the critically important point, which is lost on the mainstream media, which is done on purpose, for them, the war began the moment that Russia invaded Ukraine. It didn't. It happened 7 years, eight years earlier. Nothing that preceded the invasion matters to the mainstream media. What came before the invasion is simply considered irrelevant. The fact that Ukraine was shelling the Russian people. It's as if Putin merely woke up on the wrong side of the bed one day and up and decided to invade Ukraine, plain and simple. Such a plot and simplistic narrative would fail to be convincing even in a cheap Hollywood action movie.
I mean, I don't even have to go far as in Wikipedia. The war in Donbass, known as the Donbass War, phased the Russian-Ukrainian war began in April 2014 when a commando unit headed by a Russian citizen seized Slovakia. The Ukrainian military launched an operation against them. Slovakistan, whatever it is. So this whole thing has been going on long before 2022, and that's the crazy part about it is when they bring this stuff up, they talk about, oh, since 2022. A lot of people don't even realize this conflict has been going on since 2014.
That's right. Oh, by the way, more than half of the adults globally, worldwide, will be overweight or obese by 2050.
That's about right. It's poor as everybody's dieting.
Well, no, here's the problem I've got with this, and this is probably right. This is 25 years from now. When I go to Europe, most of the people are still in pretty good shape.
Yes.
But all of our fast food restaurants are moving over there in aggregate.
You got to remember, though, even at that level, though, a lot of the companies are not allowed to use certain ingredients over there.
But they still are pumping the junk.
They are.
And what's interesting about that, you know, you got a person who, 100 pounds overweight, you see him basically going to, Five Guys.
Yeah.
And they're not going to eat one hamburger. They're going to eat three hamburgers.
You know, with a large fry and a large soda.
Have another cheeseburger. You know, and I'm like, whoa. And so what's crazy about this, every time I go to Five Guys, I will say, would you like to have fries? No. You want a shake? No.
You want a soda? No.
No.
Well, that's the thing. Tip guys and girls alike, if you're trying to stay in good shape and you're training, you're trying to exercise and stay lean, and you want to have a cheat meal, you want to have some junk food, you want to have a Five Guys burger, it's usually, and I'll tell you guys this, it's usually not the main meal, the burger or the pasta or whatever that main cheat meal is that really packs on the calories. It's the additional stuff you get on the side. It's the bread that they bring you at Olive Garden. You eat four or five sticks of bread.
Or the Columbia restaurant. Cuban bread.
It.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
The soda. It's the two, three sodas with the meal.
It's sweet tea.
It's the two or three sweet teas with the meal. It's the dessert at the end. It's the fries on the side. It's the mashed potatoes as the side dish. It's the extra stuff you add on that really takes the calories over the top. Majority of the plates of food, whether it be a pasta or a burger, you're looking at not much more than 1,000 calories.
And that's
a lot of calories. It's when you throw in the two or three sweet teas that are 200 calories a piece and the 500 calories in fries and the 800-calorie cake at the end that puts you into a 2,000 to 3,000-calorie meal. that will absolutely pack on body fat quickie and that kind of guy.
You know, I used to be friends with a TV evangelist guy, and he ended up being a real weirdo. I mean,
surprise, surprise.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't, I haven't associated with him now probably in 5, 6, 7 years. And what's interesting about it, I remember he had lost like 300 pounds. I mean, he was morbidly obese. And he did it using, you know, that hormone. What's that called? That female
HCG.
Hormone.
HCG. Yeah. That's he been did. Stopped, though, now a lot for fat loss, body fat
loss. Oh, yeah, because that causes something called, you know, benign, you know, testicular hypertrophy.
Well, it can also cause gynecomastia. It causes elevated estrogen. It can cause all kinds. That product was never designed to be used to burn body fat.
No, and in fact, Kevin Trudeau ended up going to prison over a book that he written about the weight loss cure they don't want you to know about, promoting that particular program. Now, I'm not saying he should have gone to prison, but I'm not going to go over there. I'm going to stop. But what was interesting about this is this evangelist was doing this to lose all that weight, and then he started having a problem with all kinds of health issues, Austin. Yeah. And then I remember I had lunch with him several times. It was always a full-course meal with a dessert.
There you go.
And I thought to myself, I can't eat like this.
No.
I'm going to start gaining weight. And I thought, rapidly. And sure enough, he's gained a bunch of weight back now. And, of course, I think he had to stop taking the HCG because he started having health problems from it. But the reality is there's so many people out there that try to find the next Ozempica, the next fat loss cure, the next whatever you want to call it. And the reality is it's all about insulin.
Yep.
It's all about insulin. We used to call it Syndrome X, which is still the correct term. Sometimes people say that Alzheimer's disease is basically because of all of this stuff. But now with all of these people now, 50% of the world going obese by 2050, that means the entire world is changing its diet as we speak, which is going to cause more and more people to have all kinds of health problems, which puts them into the medical industrial complex, Austin,
yep,
which then basically seizes their money as they age, as they get older, and as they get sicker. It's unbelievable what's happened with people and why they allow themselves to become so sick and so obese. And all you have to do is just cut back on the calories. It's just that simple. And start eating clean food. Chicken and vegetables will make you get cut up pretty doggone quick. They will. And you say, well, I don't want to eat chicken and vegetables. Okay, do what you want to do. But I'm telling you, it'll work. By the way, study of 9 million now confirms that COVID vaccines may cause AIDS. Now, this is something else. It's also known as VAIDS. Vaccine bombshell study has sent shockwaves across the medical and scientific communities after researchers concluded that the MRA shots could have caused a global surge in cases of vaccine-induced AIDS. The study has debunked claims from corporate media and so-called fact-checkers that previously dismissed reports of VAIDS as a conspiracy theory. During their study, the researchers analyzed the data of a staggering 9 million people who had received at least one dose of the COVID mRNA shot. The explosive peer-reviewed study was conducted by a team of well-known South Korean researchers. The team was led by Professor Solom Lee at Yonsei University. The primary cohort study analyzed official government data from the National Health Insurance Agencies and discovered a direct link to AIDS with many of the patients, Austin. Well, why would that not be a surprise?
Why would that not be a surprise?
Because they have an immune suppressant in this doggone thing.
Yeah.
And some people say there was an AIDS factor involved in it. If it's going to be used as a eugenics protocol to reduce the population of the planet, why would they not do this? Now, whether this research article is correct, I haven't looked at it. I haven't read it. I haven't done a peer review study on it with any of my friends. But to me, it seems like there's a high probability this might be true because if 9 million are in the study, Austin, that's a huge database to use.
That's a big cohort.
And if you have that many people and this is testing positive, you know, your standard deviation and your probability of this being accurate is pretty doggone good. Yeah.
This is another story on drugs here too. It says the drug warning you may never see until it's too late, with more than 400 black box warnings now on current prescriptions. It's hard for many physicians to keep track. And it talks about Michelle Manson, basically a 27-year-old daughter who's prescribed a 7-day course of Levaquin for pneumonia, and basically the urgent care went on later on to find out that drug had severe unexplained symptoms, including nerve pain, muscle weakness, relentless joint pain, even washing dishes became unbearable. And they said, what is a black box warning? Black box warning appears at the top of drugs prescribing information, both printed and online material. It basically goes into detail that the box varies in severity, including some life life-threatening risks such as organ failure or suicidal thoughts. The FDA mandates that black box warnings and pharmaceutical companies draft them based on agency guidelines. The reason why I'm bringing this up here is there's over 400 medications that are still currently being prescribed that have black box warnings on them. The number keeps going up. So be cautious that if you're getting prescription for whatever odd reason, whatever it may be, sometimes you need them for something, make sure you're looking at what that drug is and do some research on it, because you can always go online. It's very easy now. We're in 2025. You just type in the drug and Google side effects right beside it or whatever search engine you want to use. So be aware of this, because I know there's a lot of this is happening now. A lot of people are going on drugs they don't know are bad. Also, too, in other news, they said many U.S. baby formulas contain more than 60% added sugar. Now, if you guys have ever known me, you know how much and how adamant I am against majority, about 90, 95% of the formulas that are on the market. They're trash. When you look at a baby formula and the second ingredients, corn syrup solids,
that's bad.
You really got to, if you give it to a 1-month-old, 2-month-old, 3-month-old, 6-month-old, 1-year-old baby,
same.
Corn syrup solids, which are 100% GMO. I have never found any GMO or any corn syrup solids or high fructose corn syrup that is non-GMO, doesn't exist. They said nearly all infant formulas sold in the United States contain mostly added sugars instead of the healthier lactose found in breast milk. The study finds that 90% of the carbohydrates in the formulas they tested came from added sugar, specifically corn syrup or corn syrup solids. This is nuts to me. The study revealed, published in the Journal of Food Composition Analysis, investigated the sugar content in 73 U.S. infant formulas available. They said, well, which was the closest to breast milk? They said it should also be carbohydrates most easily digestible by infants. And the problem with it is these hydrolyzed proteins and other different things they put in there, they're almost all GMO. And they found that the 85 to 90% from added sugars, and essentially they're using corn syrup as the main one. These sugars not only cause blood sugar problems in adults, they cause blood sugar problems in developing children. They cause all types of health issues. You wonder why these children start having issues with asthma, start having issues with allergies and all these different problems. You start pumping these products that are 80, 90% corn syrup solids in them at a young age, it can cause very significant side effects. So be very cautious of that. Goat's milk, we have a great goat's milk formula put together as far as what to put in it. As far as for infants, if you have access to a certified farm that gets goat's milk, you can call us up and ask us on that if you have any questions, or email us if you want more information on that. What do you think, Ted?
I think you don't need feeding children formula whatsoever. I think with corn syrup, I think you can mix your own formula up with the raw certified, state certified goat's milk. We've got the formula for that in the Sharon's cookbook.
I think there's one or two formulas I looked at before when we were having an issue with Kindle as far as with latching, and it was, both of them I think came out of Europe. And they're certified non-GMO, and they're actually fairly clean, but they were unbelievably expensive. But they were good. But I mean, they were like $40-$50 a can.
Oh, yeah.
It came out of Europe. And they were actually the clean ones on the market. But majority of stuff at the Walmart shelf.
By the way, I'm reading this article now on the AIDS variant as far as with the COVID vaccines.
Oh, boy.
And they're making some pretty strong assumptions in the article I read earlier. It says, in our conclusion, our study suggests that mRNA vaccine is generally not associated with a higher risk of AICTDs. However, given the risk of SLE and BP was increased in certain demographic conditions such as age and sex, long-term monitoring is necessary after the mRNA vaccination for the development of AICTDs. Our results can provide clinical insights into mRNA therapeutics, and further research is needed regarding the association between these compounds. So what they're saying basically is there's a probability that something might happen, but it's not conclusive as far as developing AIDS. So that article that I read earlier, I said probably is saying this. I think it's taking a lot of assumptions and basically setting it up as reality, when indeed I personally believe there's an immune system variant in the AIDS problem. We know that. And I also believe there's an immune system suppressant in the vaccine itself. By the public, by the way, you know, people need to realize that all of this stuff, when you start looking at these things, cause all kinds of health problems, like right now, trans surgeries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They increase the risk of suicide ideation.
I saw from the Oxford study.
Yep. Comprehensive study recently published in the Oxford Academic Journal of Sexual Medicine has raised significant concerns at the mental health outcomes of individuals undergoing sex change surgery. Huge, huge increase in suicide. Over 100. I mean, you hardly had that many surgeries.
I pull up the whole research study on here. the fact that they had over 100,000 patients that they found, they were able to look at and had these surgeries, is deeply disturbing, dude. It really is.
Breaking down the data by gender, the study found that both males and females who underwent these surgeries experienced a greater likelihood of depression compared with their counterparts who did not have surgery. Okay, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm leaving this article behind. Let me tell you something here, and this is what the world does, and the world always does this. We have a God-shaped vacuum on the inside of us that only God can fill, period. When you take these young children and you don't put them in church, you don't teach them who Jesus is, you don't teach them who God is, that vacuum is unfilled. And then you start telling them, if you're not happy with who you are because you don't have a relationship with Christ, caveat, because you don't have a relationship with God, caveat, but we're going to go ahead and tell you how you can be happy. You can have your sex change, and you can become a little boy or a little girl, depending on what you want.
And then you'll be happy.
Yep. And here's what happens. It doesn't create happiness, because the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit is what we're longing for the filling of that God-shaped vacuum on the inside. So when they go out and they say, I'm going to have my genitalia cut off, now I'm going to be happy. And all of a sudden they find out, what the heck did I just do? This is awful.
Dude, the thing about it is, this is permanent.
No. And now
it's a permanent issue.
And now I've got a gaping hole that's trying to heal itself constantly. This is horrible what they've done to me. And now I'm on all these drugs all the time. And now I'm unbelievably depressed. I can't believe you told me to do this. You think, well, this is what they do. And you say, well, this is not okay. But this is what they do. The world tries to tell you, if you worship their god, Ein Sof, that's an hermaphrodite, and you become like him and you become a transgender, it's going to bring you happiness. And all it does is bring you torment. That's why these people are committing suicide left and right. I feel sorry for these people.
I do too. I can't imagine being – first off, when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you're already going through that weird transition. You're now an adult. You're not really a teenager anymore. You have suck it up, buttercup, be an adult now. You guys are doing an adult thing. No, you do. You can't just play around anymore. You actually have to start figuring out what you're going to do with your life. And all of a sudden, now you go, you know what? You don't make everything better. I'm gonna cut everything off, and I'm gonna become a female now. That'll make my life so much better.
Such a lie
from
the devil.
Can you imagine doing that? And then later on, you're looking at it, and you're 24, 25. You're getting concrete, rational thought, and you're going, "What the heck did I just do to myself?"
That's right.
Male and females have different hormones for a reason. They have different levels of different hormones for a reason. When you start taking a biological male, and you start injecting or supplementing all types of additional hormones like progesterone and estrogen and increasing those to female levels, you'd have all types of disconnects in the brain, because the brain's not supposed to function.
Well,
same thing with females.
A male's supposed to have a left brain-dominated hemisphere. A female has a right brain-dominated hemisphere. This is why when you give a female large amounts of testosterone, it radically alters their personality.
Same way.
Quick. Because it changes brain chemistry.
You take a male and you start injecting estrogen shots into him every day. It radically changes their behavior.
And think about how ticked off you'd be if suddenly you're a dude, but now you don't know what you are, so you want to be a female.
And everybody's telling you to do it.
Yeah, and now 10 years later, you're saying, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This is awful. Look at Bruce Jenner. And all of a sudden you go, I really want to be a guy again. I really want to have kids. I don't have a penis anymore. I don't have testicles anymore. What have I done? Now you're talking about depressed. Now you go out and kill yourself.
Well, the thing is,
it's horrible.
18, in my opinion, I mean, if people want to do what they want to do themselves, you have that fine line of personal choice. I don't think 18 should even be a topic of discussion for trans surgeries. I don't agree with them at all, period. Let me put that on the record. But I think there should be like a 25-year-old age limit.
I'd make it 30.
Yeah, this whole 18 year. The crazy one is, oh, we're putting them on puberty blockers. Yeah, transsexuals at 12.
I'm changing my statement. I think they should be made illegal in the United States of America. If you want to go butcher yourself, go to another third world country and do it.
Fair enough.
But just make them illegal.
Well, the problem is we've never seen any positive health outcome from them now.
Or do like you do with abortion. I'm making states' rights.
Yeah.
And let the legislators decide based upon their constituency and say, look, we don't think this is okay to transition a 6-year-old little boy or little girl.
Well, no, the under 18 with cross-sex hormones and all that, it's horrific.
And if you make it illegal for these doctors to do that, they're going to lose their medical license. This crap will stop.
So, again, guys, thank you for joining us for the
2500
show today. Yeah,
2500.
2500.
250. We are going to work on our grammar by tomorrow.
Well, we're from Auburndale. And, so
yeah, don't send me letters on that.
We do this every day. You guys need anything? Team Health Masters, the zinc glycinate on sale for product of the week and multiple other kits on sale right now. So be sure to stay on top of it. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. And again, take advantage of that express VIP shipping if you need products really quickly to your door. Guarantee it. You'll appreciate it.
And remember, we aren't teleprompted here. We don't have a script we're reading. This is off the cuff with Ted Nawson.
We've never had a teleprompter here.
No.
I've had a script here.
I don't think you've ever read a teleprompter, have you?
I have. A few times.
I remember one time.
Once you do a teleprompter, you're like, oh my gosh, this is easy.
Oh, yeah. You read a script the whole time.
You guys have a great evening, my friends.
And remember, Jesus is the answer for all of this, for he is the creator of the universe. Our entire world was built by him. Always remember that. I love you guys, and thank you for your prayers.